and shows the milah chachamim. V'yomer raise the milah chachamim. That's a good proof that when the bottom is longer than the top, that they both agree that it's called the mum. For the Gemara, I go agab beyodim mudas now. We learned this by nodim. By nodim, we learned that smashed only by a person there's a mum, not by a behemoth. We learned later by mumi odom that svosah hel yoinoy defas al tachtoino, if his top lip is longer than the bottom one, or else oisha tachtoino defas al yoinoy, the bottom one is longer than the top one, has a razor mum. We learned that's called a mum. So a razor mum gabi yodom. Why? Because gabi yodom would receive ish mizeraron, ish sheshova bizarshlon espi a man that's perfect like zarshlon, the perfect man. It's only a mum by a man, by a kohen. But a behemah lo, but a behemah is not a mum. So how can you tell me now, Mishneh, that the bottom lip is longer? It is called a mum. Later it's mashman, it's only a mum by another, by a kohen. There it says you have to be shova, a regular, perfect person, but not by behemah. This is on a popular kashas, no stira. I'll tell you, hod the yis per etzem, hod less per etzem. It depends if it has a netzim, a bone there. If the bone is extended, that is called a mum, even by a behemah. That's what we say only by the odom, not by a behemah. That's what's not that the bone is extended, it's only the lip itself extends. So that's only a psul by an odom. But if the bone, if the jaw itself also extends, then achnami, that will be a mum even by a behemah also. Alright, we'll stop here. Yedaf memum abez, yeah, by the first Mishnah. He says, "Oizin hagedi hoisa kfula." Let's say the ear of the gedi of the kid of the young goat was doubled over. So that's also called a mum. Omr chom nechom said back, "Bizman shu etzem echad mum." It depends. If it's one bone, like one tenuch, one inside, that's a mum. But bizman shein by etzem, there's no bone there, then ain't a mum. That's not called a mum. So Rashi explains. A gedi has kfula mean has shleishtosh. They had two ears to it on one side, an ear inside an ear. So that's called a mum. But if it's one bone, Rashi says shein lemela tnuch echot shenichvot tnuch eli notoichon nischar lamata. Okay, that's called a mum. If it's only one bone, so like I said, that part got folded over. That's called a mum. But the main metzem echot Rashi says tnuch mevdom. It's like two separate ears, just one inside another one. That's not called a mum. That doesn't bother us. It's only if it's like one ear that's folded over, looks like two, that's a mum. But if it's two separate ears, just in the same place, that's okay. That's called b'zman shem etzem echad, it's a mum. It's one bone, really it's one, just folded over, that's a mum. But doesn't have, yeah, shon shem etzem ain't a mum. Yeah, doesn't have, it's, it's not one bone, it means it's two bones, it means. The yisr should be inside, but rather two etzems, then it's not a mum. It's not very mum. When you have four legs, when you have five legs, you could see clearly the mum. But here, one ear inside another ear, you can't see it. So if it's not a mum, therefore it's not a mum, shabagolu, therefore it's not a mum. Alamish says, Chanina ben Gamliel Eimer, Zonov Hagdi. If you have the tail of this kid, Shudoim l'shol chazir, it looks like a pig's one, or else v'shein bo sholesh chuyis, it doesn't have like three vertebrates to it. As a raisin mum, that's also called a mum. So we'll explain what this is. Tanar b'nol like this, piv bolum v'raglav mevumois machmas saruach ein a mum, but machmas etzem a raisin mum. Rashi says pum bolum means if the pear is bolum is cut so small. That's called piv bolum, it's small. Or else for raglov mevumais, also ktsoros, barochov is not so wide. So if the feet tasteless are not so wide. So it depends why. Machmes hareyach is ein emum. Rashi says, machmerech means shein, but loreyach, kokach bepeh. There's no room there, pushing for the mouth to open up. For loy bietz no bebosar, haswasayim ein emum. If just time it's a small mouth, then it's not called a mum. But machmas etzem raise a mum. If really the mouth itself is big enough, wide enough to open up, just the jaw is closed tight, so that's called a mum. And because of the bone, the jaw, that's what keeps the mouth closed, that's called a mum. Oznov kfulov, if the ears are folded over, the chaschusum Achas Tarezimum. Again, it was like one tanuk, one inside to it, it's like one ear. Just fold it over, that's called a mum. But Vishtei Chaschusis, that's like two tanuks, two insides to it, then ain't a mum. It's like each one's a separate ear. And like Rashi said in the Mishnah, you can't tell, you can't see it, therefore it's not called a mum. Rabbi Gamliel Loimer, Zonaf Hagdiv, the tail of a kid. Shudoim Leshachazir, it's like the pigs, that's also called a mum. Samra Papa says, Loi Taima the Ketina, don't say Stam, it's a small a tail, that's not the only pshat. El rather the kricha, it means that it's turned or twisted around. The kricha, afal gav dialim, even though it's a thick one. But since it's twisted around, that makes it a mum. Usually a kid's is not that way. Here, if it's a kricha, Rashi says, agula, shezonav atle, usually the tail of a tle, this young goat, is rochvo yasuva, it's a little wider than the thickness of it. So it's not like a circle. But if it looks like a circle, that's like a chazir, that makes it into a mum. Oy shein, shein bo shalosh chur, it doesn't have three vertebrates. Omer avhuna, bigdi shtayim harez the mum. If by a kid tail, if it has only two, it's called a mum. Shalosh shein mum, if it has three, it's not called a mum. That's by the young one. But the tle, an older one, shalosh harez the mum, if it has three vertebrates, that's a mum. Arbo ain't a mum, if it has four, then it's not a mum. Mesa have a question, it says, Bigdi achas harez a mum. If it has only one chulia there, that's called a mum. But shtayim already is ain't a mum. The same thing, but sled says here, shtayim ain't a mum. But shol, shtayim harez a mum, that's called a mum. But sholosh ain't a mum, so it's a stira. Smur says, tiyufta de rafuna, it's a stira and rafuna, it's a kasha and rafuna, like rafuna. And rafuna said, two of them is a mum, and sholosh is not. And here it's mashma. Yeah, one is a mum. The two makes it into a mum. So Moshe says, Rav Huna really must be snafisi. He made a mistake from the Mishnah. Iyusavi, he thought, mi dereisha b'gdi. Since the beginning, Mishnah talking about a g'di, a young one. Say for another b'gdi. The tale is also talking about a young one. But v'loi, it's not true. Reisha b'gdi v'seifa b'tle. The seifa, that's what it says, three. If she doesn't have three, it's called a mum. That's only by tle, a big one. But by a young one, enechtam, it's a mum even with two. Now the Mishnah says, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus Oimer, es sheyabeles bi'enov, if there's a yabeles in the enov, we'll soon see that's like a growth in the eye. V'shenifkam etzem yodoy, roshenifsak, if the bone of its front legs were broken, or else for raglav of the back legs, v'shenifrak atzmoy min hapiv, or shenifsak was the same thing, but shenifsak atzmoy shelpiv, if by the mouth itself it was split there, shenifrak atzmoy shelpiv. Rashi says, min sharshinayim kvuyim boy, or ulamala min achutin, the achutin guf afilu nifkum or nifkum aznami. See, it's a little bit above where this is what, shenifsak atzmoy shelpiv, that's like the gums of the mouth. So that's called the mum. Now, eino yachas gedolah, if one eye is bigger, of yachas ketana, one is smaller. Oznoi echa gedolah, one ear is big, of yachas ketana, one is small. Bimara, avloi b'mida, means that you could look at it and tell that one is bigger than the other. But not just if you look, you can't tell, you have to measure it out. That's not enough. You have to be able to look and tell. It has to be very, one is much bigger than the other one. We have yudu aimer, shtei beitzav, it has two beitzim. Achas gedelo kishtayim shabachaverta. One is like twice as big as the other one. That's also called the mum. But lohodachom, the chom did not agree on this. Rashi says Rabbi Yehuda koy. They go on list loch of Rabbi Yehuda. They don't agree that that's called the mum. So Mora says lameimu. You want to tell me the yabelis, this growth heavy mum, like a growth on the eye, is also called the mum? That what that you could shecht on it. Or Rimino, I have a question. It says next mishnah later. V'yelu shein shecht maleim. These are the things that you cannot shecht. I mean, you can't bring it for korban. Loi b'mikdash, you can't shecht it in the base of mikdash. It's possible for korban, but loi b'medina. If it's a mum on a bechor, it's not mat to you to shecht it pachutz. Baal gorav, if it has a skib, or baal yabeles, if it has a growth on it like a wood, so it's a stira. Here it's mashma yabeles is called a mum. That you could even shecht a bechor because of it. And later it's mashma no. Was with Tisbro, this the answer what you're saying, Hoksibot, it says in the Torah about this. It says in the Postik, Yabelis Biraisa, that's a good mum. Elwakasha, I'll tell you how the goof for her beinoi. What is talking about the goof on the body itself? What is talking about the eye? So Rashi says, the goofoi loy mum gomer. If you only have the wood, the growth on its body, that's not a mum gomer. You can't bring it for korban, but you can't shech the bachutz either. But after that, our Mishnah says it is a mum, that's in the eye. So Moses says, Michti, let's see. Cross doma. The Pasuk says tam. Mali begufa, mali bien. What's the difference if it's in the goof or in the eye? Both places mashmitz a mum. Moses is true. El lakash no stir. I'll tell you, hod yis bayetzim. One is where there's a bone there. Hod les bayetzim. Means in this growth, the wood, what's growing out. If there's a bone, it's hard, then it's a mum. If it's not hard, like it doesn't have a bone there, it's not a mum. So the kro, the yispe mumma, the yispe etzem, the apostle is talking about where it's hard, that it has like a bone there. Maslis na mishnah, the less etzem doesn't have a bone. So, b'yeno of heavy mumma, if it doesn't have a bone in this ward, it's like a soft one, so it depends. In the eye, it's called a mum. But the goof on the heavy mumma, on the body, if it just comes into the body, that's not called a mum. So Mora says, the less etzem a goofa, psula heve, if you tell me that it's a growth of skin that doesn't, it's not hard, it has no bone there on the body, makes it puff, it's not kosher for korban. Why? It's like a hanging piece of skin. Like, what should be wrong with it? If it's soft, it's not hard, why should that be a mum? And the more brings the proof. The Tanan we learned, Rebbe Lezo Aymer, Balei HaTiltin, Psulim Biyodim, a kayin that has these tiltin, these strings of skin hanging off, that's possible, but sharing with behemah, but says clearly, let her bring it for carbon even. It's kosher for behemah, for carbon. Sumer says rather, both are talking about what has a wound in a ward in the eye. Flekashia, ha bishoch or ha beloven. One is talking about the black of the eye, one is talking about the white of the eye. He's on the goof, the body itself, it's not a mum, if it's soft. Only in the eye it's a mum, and even there it depends. One is where it's black, and the black there, one's in the white. For the most question, we learned, v'ein mumin beloved, we had before that in the white of the yard there's no mum at all, so it should even be kosher for carbon also then. Elding Morris says, edvd beloved, no, could be both talking about the white. V'yom resh lokesh lakasho, hod yis bosar, hod les bosar. If the wood has hair growing on it, that makes it terrible. That's a mum. So even though usually on the eye there's no mum, but here that it has hair growing there, that makes it worse. So even though it's on the white of the eye, but if this wood has hair growing on it, that's a mum. Then this is what? Eina yachas gedolah, if one eye is big and one is small, tani went like this. Gedolah means kishal eagle. Means it's very big like a calf's. Kitana kishal ava is mamish like a duck's. That's a big difference between one eye and the other eye. That's called a mum. Ozno yachas gedolah, for Rabban and the Gemara's question, at kama, how much would it be? A mum? Tanya chirim moimrim, afilu eino lishnia el kapul kshera. As the Chum say, as long as he has two beitzim there, even though one is small, even though it's as small as a kapul, as a bean, still it's called a beitzim. It's not called a psul. Rashi says lohodla bebeitzim at kama techaverta katana demachshirei. It doesn't matter how small it is. Even though it's only the size of a kapul of a bean, still it's not called a mum. Since the mice that has two beitzim, they hold its kosher. Now the Mishnah says, Zon of a egel, the tail of a calf. Sheinu my ghastly arkuf, it doesn't reach down to halfway down like by its ankle, by its knee, we'll soon see. So if it doesn't reach down to its knee, that's called a mum. Omer Chom the Chom said back, that called Hamar B'Sagolim, Rashi learns that it's explaining the Tanakhama. Like Chom agree and say, whoever raises calves, calls, it's like this, Cain, it's like that, the calls the man, she, Magadlim, Hainim Tochus, the calls the man, they're growing, they become bigger and bigger, meaning to say the tail always has to reach, it's like a knee, and if it doesn't reach the knee, then it's like a mum. Now Isaiah Arkav, what's called the Arkav over here? Shomru, so Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus Oimer, Biyakov should be emtsayer, like in the middle of the thigh, in the middle of the back legs, mamish like by the knee where it bends there. That's where the mokum, where the tail should reach. And if it doesn't reach there, that's a mum. So Rosh says, Tony, we learned, kofet telling us like the top, it's the